Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 88. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows of aloft around 68. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 93. Mainly sunny skies and calm. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 84.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing drought conditions across some parts of the state of Kansas, even with some of these storms and heavy rain that we've seen over the last few weeks, it has not been enough to replenish some of those water supplies, as Chautauqua County and parts of Montgomery and Elk counties have now gone under a level 3 mandatory water conservation measure, saying they're seeing that many of their rivers and lakes fall 7 feet below what's normal, with many residents doing what they can to try and conserve as much water as possible.
Can't water your garden, your plants, fill your swimming pools, very, very limited. So I've gone to artificial flowers, yeah, to have a little color.
That audio from KWCH News is city manager for the city of Caney, Kelly Zellner, says they're doing what they can to try to enforce the water conservation measures with how little water they currently have.
Sharing with folks that, look, the first time we'll give you a warning, and the second time we'll probably get a citation because it's gotten that serious.
Mid-America Network News.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. The Kansas Forest Service has announced that firefighters from around the state of Kansas have sent off to the state of Alaska to help battle wildfires around the area. WIBW reports that the Kansas Fire Module had assisted the Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection with multiple state wildfires, saying it is the first time to move to the state of Alaska as they are cooperating with fire departments. That includes a roster of those with the Kansas Forest Service, the Garden City Firefighters, and Olathe Firefighters Departments. They say they are working with limited logistical support and crews at multiple incidents, as the majority of those from Kansas have been centered at Tonka, Alaska, to help with fires at Jan Creek and Mansfield Creek. In other news, with the kickoff of the fall school season, Shawnee County pools have announced that they are closing down for the end of the summertime. As they say, many of the lifeguards and other staff are heading back to the classrooms. And according to the Shawnee County Parks and Recreation, they say that it was a successful year for visitors and staff in the community, trying to keep individuals cool during the extreme heat seasons. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Central Community College in Grand Island, Nebraska has been one of the few colleges across the nation to receive a grant from the metal band Metallica. As they say, they provide scholarships and grants for students across the nation as part of the All Within My Hand Metallica Scholars Initiative, with the money going this year to the Criminal Justice Department at the university, saying that the funds will help out students that are trying to get into the criminal justice program.
So it provides funding mostly for scholarships for criminal justice students, but there's also some extra funds in there to help us with some materials, forensic supplies, and a couple field trips. But we've been able to mostly direct it towards students.
That was Michael David, the director for the Criminal Justice Department at Central Community College on KSNB Local Channel 4. Only 31 institutions across the nation have been selected for the nationwide program from the metal band of Metallica, and says that the criminal justice majors will be practicing on criminal investigations at certain scenes. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, this is Max Blasky. Heading into the 2023-2024 school year, USD 498 Valley Heights will have many new faces throughout the district. One of those faces, first-year superintendent Sean Spoontz, steps into the role bringing 24 years of experience as an athletic director, teacher, and principal. The 2019 FCCLA Teacher of the Year at Eureka Junior Senior High School, Mr. Spoontz will look to bring leadership and communication to the district this school year.
As students and staff get ready to go back to school, KNDY was able to catch up with new superintendent Sean Spoontz of USD 498 Valley Heights. Valley Heights begin their new school year Thursday, August 17th for a half a day. New Superintendent Sean Spoontz is excited to have the teachers and kids back into the building. He is committed to increasing communication. Patrons can access building and district newsletters weekly on Fridays on the district website or their Facebook page. Mr. Spoontz would like to welcome new staff members, Carrie Husband, Ag Instructor, Elizabeth Bergkamp Miller, Art Instructor, Drew Honus, Physical Education Instructor, Ryan Ehrlich, Special Education Instructor, and Kaylee Brenner, K-12 Social Emotional Counselor. As always, we would like to thank Mr. Spoontz for taking time to visit with us and wish all of the students and staff a great start to their 2023-24 school year.
Starting school Thursday, August 17th, USD 113 Prairie Hills Axtell School District has seen changes after the closure of the Wetmore Junior Senior High School at the end of last year's school year. Superintendent Todd Evans spoke about new faces and the excitement surrounding the start of the school year.
This is Stacy reporting from the KNDY studio. As the students and staff get ready to go back to school, I had a chance to catch up with Superintendent Todd Evans from USD 113 Prairie Hills. Prairie Hills will begin their first day of school on Thursday, August 17th. Mr. Evans is excited to have students and staff back in the building. He'd like to welcome new staff. They are Jackie Miller at Axtell in the fifth grade, Julie Lane will be at Axtell teaching ELA, and Lisa Othmer will be in Axtell teaching music. You can find the school supply list on the district website, and back to school night for pre-K through fifth grade will be Tuesday, August 15th at 5:30. For communication regarding Axtell Public Schools, check out their Facebook page at facebook.com/APS Eagles. As always, we thank Mr. Evans for taking time with us today, and we wish all the staff and students a great start to their new school year.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Oquito. Residents should boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation or use bottled water. Dispose of ice cubes and do not use ice from a household automatic ice maker. If tap water appears dirty, flush the water lines by letting water run until it clears. Disinfect dishes and other food contact surfaces by immersion for at least 1 minute in clean tap water that contains 1 teaspoon of unscented household bleach per gallon of water. Water used for bathing is not generally needed to be boiled. Supervision of children is necessary while bathing, so water is not ingested. The advisory will remain in effect until conditions are advised by Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Water main break causing low water pressure in the distribution system may cause the risk of bacterial contamination. Again, residents of the city of Oquito are advised a boil water advisory is in effect until further notice. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, August 11th. This month's box includes frozen whole chickens. This distribution is only for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at the time of distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center in Marysville Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. This, again, is for qualified Marshall County residents only. Deborah A. Debbie Nemechek, age 86, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Debbie Nemechek. Gary L. Paul, age 78, formerly of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Westside Baptist Church in Beatrice. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 6, at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home Wymore in charge of arrangements for Gary Paul. John J. Blecka, age 91, of Seneca, formerly of Burchard, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Saturday at 10 a.m. with a visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for John Blecka.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
With gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. Then showers may continue into Friday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Then another slight chance for some scattered showers over Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms do pick up on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Then scattered showers continue into Sunday night as well, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Some rain in the morning on Monday, otherwise sunny and cooler with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. And more sunshine throughout the day on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 90, record high on this date, 114. The average low, 68, the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:30, sunrise in the morning at 6:35.
Do you tap it, thump it, snip it, or shake it? All about finding a good melon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 10th, the 222nd day of the year. Entertainer and sausage mogul Jimmy Dean was born on this day, and in 1821, Missouri became our 24th state. August is prime melon season, so here's some of our best advice for picking out a good one. If you're shopping for watermelon, look for a symmetrical shape with no scars or cracks. A small yellow spot isn't a problem. That's merely where it rested on the ground. Tapping on a watermelon should produce a low, hollow sound, more like plunk than plink. Cantaloupe and honeydew should feel heavy for their size. And the sniff test is usually foolproof. Remember this rule of thumb. If you can smell the flavor, it is ready to savor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year, no raise? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway, Marysville.
It is back. Stop in and cool off with a free 32-ounce fountain drink every Friday when you buy 8 or more gallons of fuel exclusively at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Fall training camps are underway for college football teams across the state, including the Kansas Jayhawks, as they say, coming off a big season for them last year. They're ready to kick it into high gear again for the 2023 season, with many of the coaches saying that they're not complacent in any way.
Trying to, you know, incorporate some movement and some things into things that we do, so it's not just static across the front all the time. So in that way, I think we're trying to do a little bit more pre-snap and post-snap kind of movement stuff. So best players, your good players, you want to play to their strengths too. We're trying to find out what those strengths are and adapt some things to get our best guys on the field and let them do what they do best.
I think they're hungry. There's no doubt. Progress, yes, but anywhere where we need to be, and whether it be in record and other things, there's a lot of things, especially when we looked at the back half of the season. They're not satisfied in any way, shape, or form. We are no place for complacency. Yes, progress has been made, but there's still a lot ahead of us.
Mid-American Network Sports.
It's time to celebrate independence and kick your summer off with a bang with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. We're going to help you celebrate with savings of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford car, truck, or SUV in stock. That gives you a total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with financing as low as 0% APR. With a great selection, big discounts, and low financing offers, buying your new Ford has never been easier at Rusty Eck Ford. Save big with discounts of $1,000 off MSRP of any new Ford in stock. Financing as low as 0% APR or total savings up to $9,900 off MSRP. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference today at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees. Discount off new Fords in stock. Exclude Bronco. Mach E23C083. MSRP 77990. 1,000 discount plus 8,900 rebate. Sale price 68090. 0% APR financing for up to 36 months. Have select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of $47.78 per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expire 7/31/23.
Kansas State University has announced that they have received a $5 million grant from the Kansas Department of Children and Families to try and increase the number of early childhood educators across the state. WIBW reports that the project will be implementing a new multi-level career path that serves as tools and guides for those interested in going to the advancement opportunities, focusing on workforce development and the All In for Kansas Kids strategic plan. According to the university, they say it will be a multi-phase, multi-year plan coordinating with agencies, organizations, and different associations. plans to implement the competency-based career pathway, along with launching an awareness campaign, conducting comprehensive workforce surveys, and developing a coaching and mentoring system to engage secondary and post-secondary institutions to help with child care and child care organizations around Kansas. According to the director of the Kansas Child Care Training Opportunities, they say the program hopefully will have a significant and positive effect on individuals in early child care careers and the children and families that they support around the state.
Kickafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Like new at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville is a 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 Toyota RAV4 and a 2017 Jeep Renegade in on trade. Plus a couple of pickups. They're priced under $15,000. Check out these fine quality cars and trucks today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Brighten up the shade with a few yellow foliage plants. You'll improve the mood inside the garden and draw attention to those shady spots in your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Japanese forest grass is one of the few ornamental grasses that tolerate shade. The fine texture and golden striped foliage of golden variegated or solid yellow foliage of all gold contrasts nicely with the big leaf blue hostas or purple leaf bugbane. Grow this plant in partial shade and consistently moist soil. You and the honeybees will enjoy Sun King Aralia. This perennial grows 3 feet tall and wide. Bright gold leaves appear in spring and fade to lime green or chartreuse in the summer. Give them just a bit of sun and the leaves will remain golden all season long. The tiny white flowers that appear in late summer, along with the reddish-brown stems, adds to the overall appeal. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Never was the bankruptcy of a circus so fortuitous to a city. Not only did they pick up what would become a major attraction, they got a zoo to boot. And it all came at a rock-bottom price. How the deal went down is today's edition of the American Countryside and is brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows and important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1880s, the American Panoramic Company was commissioned to create a campaign poster for General John Logan. But Logan passed away just as the mammoth 42-foot tall and nearly 360-foot long painting of the Battle of Atlanta was completed. As Yakima Robinson explains, another company saw an opportunity to make money from the giant.
Traveling Circus took it off their hands on consignment. They had this great idea about touring the country and making bundles of money to later purchase it to make it their own. Unfortunately, in its essence, their first mistake was their worst mistake, and that was determining their travel route.
Remember, this was a painting of General Logan, a Union commander, at his successful conquest of the city of Atlanta.
They decided they were going to tour the South first and then head back up north. As you can only imagine, no one in the South at that time wanted to see a painting about the defeat of the South.
The circus company went bankrupt while touring Atlanta.
An auction of the assets was held here, and Ernest Woodruff of Coca-Cola fame stepped in to purchase the painting.
He purchased the painting from an auction that was hosted by the traveling circus not too far from here on Prior Street. He made the purchase at $1,134. As an incentive of the purchase, he received the number of the animals that were left over from the circus.
Those animals became a part of the city's first zoo, and the painting is today a major attraction, Atlanta's Cyclorama. The two set adjacent in Grant Park. But what exactly is the Cyclorama, and how did Clark Gable wind up being painted into a picture about the Civil War? It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McRae.
Dead trees, branches, and brush on your property can be put to good use. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Build a brush pile and create quality escape and nesting cover for wildlife as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Huge brush pile in the field, a back corner of the yard, or along the edge of a timber can provide shelter and quality habitat needs for small animals and birds. Scott Shalloway is a wildlife biologist in West Virginia. He says it's perfectly fine to toss your trees and other herbaceous materials in a heap and call it good. But if you really want to cater to the critters, start with a foundation of concrete blocks and PVC pipe.
And that provides little tunnels and escape avenues for small mammals and reptiles, too, once you get the brush pile built. And then once you get that stuff in place, then I like to build a tic-tac-toe board arrangement of branches, build that up maybe 4 or 5 layers high.
Then put a cover on it. Something like an old sheet of plywood or sheet metal will prevent the pile from getting waterlogged in the rain and offer extra protection in the snow. On top of that, add a few more logs and brushy material. Shalloway says you don't have to build the pile all at once. Add to it as the materials become available. The brush pile won't decompose, but gravity will pull it down over time.
So it's a good idea to just get in the habit of maybe once a year gathering up material that has presented itself and just adding to the pile. Bigger is better. You can't make a brush pile too big. And so you can add to it over time, and the bigger it is, the longer it'll last.
Evaluate the success of your brush pile simply by observing it. Early in the morning, watch for songbirds leaving. If predators are patrolling the area, you'll see critters dashing inside to escape danger. When it snows, look for tracks around the perimeter. Find more tips for building a brush pile for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege.
carry everything to God in prayer.
Building sandcastles in the sandbox as a kid. I'd use sticks to make the creation steadier in hopes of making it last longer, but inevitably, the rain or a sibling would knock it down. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's important to have a strong foundation for your finances, and that strong foundation should be built on your faith and your purpose. Then you can create a financial strategy that includes several elements. It should have your short-term goals, like paying off your car or the balance on your credit card. But it should also include your longer-term goals, like growing your family or planning for retirement. And don't forget to have a bucket for fun expenses so you can treat yourself occasionally. And remember, generosity is an important part of being a good steward of your resources, and God loves a cheerful giver. So don't forget to include generosity in your finances, too. With a purposeful foundation, you'll have financial clarity and live with more purpose and gratitude.
A program designed to create a more equitable world for black farmers. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Perhaps you've never heard of the Socially Disadvantaged Farmers and Ranchers Policy Research Center at Alcorn State University in Lorman, Mississippi. Well, now you have. Elora Spate is the director.
The Policy Center was created to be a voice for socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers and to ensure that there was data-driven information available. We represent farmers throughout the United States with a strategic focus in the 18 states with 1890 land-grant universities.
Spate says policy recommendations are a major function of the research center.
Our vision is to be the premier authority for information on the history, current conditions, trends, and future projections of socially disadvantaged farmers, ranchers, and communities.
Speaking during a recent Farm Foundation forum on ownership and investment in U.S. farmland, Spate said the terms equity and equality are not the same.
Equitable integration is what we are seeking, and equity recognizes that each person has different circumstances and allocates the exact resources and opportunities needed to reach an equitable outcome.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
St. Gregory's Parish Bazaar is Saturday, August 12th. Everyone welcome to Mass at 4:30. Games and food begin at 5:30. They'll feature ham and fried chicken dinner served inside the air-conditioned parish hall. To-go meals also available. They'll have concessions with brats, burgers, and hot dogs, a beer garden, raffle tickets for quilts and prizes, plus family-friendly games and more. St. Gregory's annual Parish Bazaar, St. Gregory Catholic Church, Marysville, Saturday, August 12th. Games and food begin at 5:30.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Thursday, August the 10th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Bob Drake of Oklahoma has given a lifetime of service to the cattle industry. The former president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association played a big role in getting the dollar-a-head beef checkoff approved in the mid-1980s. While Drake is a strong supporter of the dollar checkoff, he says it's time to move to the next level.
We need desperately to increase the checkoff. The dollar in 1987, and that's when this was passed, and the dollar was worth a dollar. Today, that same dollar is worth 35 cents. The producers seem to not understand that for every dollar they spend, they get 11, 12, 14 up different times at different rates. But let's just use the word 11, because that's where it was for years. So I don't know of anywhere you could get a better return than 11 to 1. But explaining that, particularly to small producers that they're having to give that dollar a head up, has been very difficult. We turned it down in Oklahoma. It'll be difficult to do, but it needs to be done, desperately needs to be done.
The movement to get this done starts with cattle producers.
The only one that can do it, BIC can't do it. Beef councils can't do it. And CBB can't do it. They can't fund it. It has to be done by the producer side of the equation, the old NCA side. Majority of the producers that I deal with are for an increase. That's the people that understand how important it is. And that's not the people that vote. We desperately need that dollar increase to $2. The dollar goes half to the Cattlemen's Beef Board and half to the councils. It's hard to do with 35 cents what you did with a dollar.
Again, that's Bob Drake, the late president of the Old National Cattlemen's Association. And let's look at your ag news for this Thursday, August the 10th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Kulak
in our indoor water park, while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards
every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Luck
and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call?
What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Carly Smith, a.k.a. the Fairy Godmother, says there is a direct connection to soil health and consuming local produce. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Carly Smith, a.k.a. the Fairy Godmother, says there is a direct connection and benefit to consuming local produce and soil health.
Probiotics are great, but it's always best if we can get it straight from our foods. So there's a few different ways that we can get probiotics straight from our foods. One is by eating fermented foods, sauerkraut, kimchi, even drinking some kinds of kombucha, but now they're adding in a lot of sugar. So you just have to really check the labels and be mindful of that. But the other way is by consuming local produce.
Smith points to research that shows how soil health can directly benefit the human gut biome.
There's a lot of research out there that is even suggesting that perhaps the reason why gut health, or one of the reasons why gut health has deteriorated over time, is because we're not eating as much of that locally grown produce as we used to be. It comes straight from the ground. It's full of really, important nutrients. And that soil is where we get a lot of our microbiome. It's also one of the reasons why sometimes people experience allergies, or if you do have seasonal allergies, I really recommend shopping from your local farmer's market or getting produce from your local farmers. That's a great way to kind of populate your gut to your outside environment. That's another reason why they might recommend like local honey for allergies as well. So think about, populating the gut with, things that are outside of the environment to get yourself immune to that.
Smith works with chefs across the country, teaching them how to incorporate more gut health friendly foods and fermented foods into their menus. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The 2023 Wheat Variety Guide from K-State Research and Extension has been completed. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre reviews what resources are included in the guide and what it can provide wheat producers.
Lots of information about disease ratings for our most popular varieties here in Kansas. We also have agronomic ratings, and we have some information about insect reactions. You've probably seen this guide. It's been published for more than 30 years here in Kansas, because this really does have a lot of additional commentary, outside of those disease and insect ratings.
She explains how the K-State specialists gather information for the guide and why things change from previous years.
Yeah, so this is a kind of document that summarizes multiple years of data from this region. So we go out and we independently verify. And, you know, to put these ratings in this document, sometimes we are maybe a year behind or 2 years behind when a variety is actually released, because we just need a couple of years to actually get that Kansas data into the document here and make sure we have a good amount of confidence behind those numbers, right? I will mention that sometimes they do change, right? So we do have shifts in our rust races, for example, right? Sometimes our races evolve. And so these ratings, they can change from year to year, and we do update it pretty frequently. So if you have a favorite variety, you've grown it for several years, you're comfortable with it, it's not a bad idea to go in and just double check what the current ratings are, so you can kind of plan your management accordingly.
The guide is broken down into various sections, and Onafray discusses what is included and what people can find in each area.
We've got some information in the front, just generally about variety selection in our region. And then you'll come to these sections where we actually have variety profiles. This has a lot of the more general commentary and also those disease reactions on some of the top varieties in the state and some newer varieties. If you kind of scroll to the back of the document, and I think people use this table pretty frequently, you'll find the appendices, which have, you know, over 70 varieties kind of in a table form that give you all of the disease ratings for all the major diseases and also those insect reactions and some of those agronomic ratings. And that's much more comprehensive. I think we added 10 new varieties.
That was K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onafray discussing what is included in the Wheat Variety Guide for 2023. Find the guide by visiting www.bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Nemaha County Nebraska Fair is just around the corner, and Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel encourages everyone to come on out and explore the 4-H exhibits the kids have worked so hard on. The fun starts August 13th. See you there. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Thursday, August the 10th. Hi there, I'm Jeff. Here's what we're looking at right now on the boards. You've got corn for September up 2 1/4 at 483 1/4. December corn at 496. That's up 1 3/4. Kansas City wheat for September 763. That's up 1.5. Kansas City wheat for December 776 1/4. That's up 1/4. Oats for September 424 1/2. Up 10. December oats at 441 1/2, that's up 7 1/4. Taking a look at August soybeans on this Thursday, 1419 1/2, that's your current price, that's down 12. September soybeans down 7 1/4 at 1348. Taking a look at cotton for October, 8719 is your current price, that's up $1.08. December cotton at 8625, that's up 90 cents. Live cattle for August, 181.27 1/2. That's up 70 cents. October live cattle, 182.80. That's up $1.10. Feeder cattle for August, 248.12 1/2. That's up 97.5 cents. September feeder cattle at 251.72 1/2. And that's up $1.10. Crude oil for September, 83.17. That's down $1.21. October crude at 82.60. That's down $1.10. Taking a look at gold on this Thursday, gold for August, 1914.40, that's down $1. October gold at 1931.60, and that's up $0.10. Silver for September, 2282, that's up 8 cents. December silver, 2316, that's up 9 cents. Wall Street, the Dow is up 49, S&P even, and NASDAQ at up 7 right now.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO or online at PlutoCommodities.com. And make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News.
For a limited time only, Sonic's small hand-mixed classic shakes are just $1.99 all day. And with a deal that sweet, they don't need me to convince you to go get yourself a sweet and creamy little treat. So instead, I'll just take this time to list flavors in my sexy voice. Chocolate. Strawberry. Peanut butter. Yeah, you're welcome. $1.99 small classic shakes all day at Sonic. Tax not included, add-ins cost extra. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Beat the heat and get your drink every Friday at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink all summer long.
A classic country library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.